Parliament has sworn in its newest member, Benson Tongobaba. His swearing in follows his election as the MP for Tallensi after a by-election. The NDC candidate, BT Baba, won the Tallensi by-election. The Tallensi seat became vacant after the incumbent NPP MP Robert Muzuri resigned to take up the position of paramount chief of Tongo. BT Baba, aged 67, is a retired deputy director general of the Ghana Prison Service. We've been joined on the line by our parliamentary correspondent, Augustus Akwi, to tell us more. Augustus, give us a brief account of the swearing-in ceremony.
So there's swearing in, good afternoon and good afternoon to our listeners. The swearing in ceremony for the new MP, BT Baba, happened right after prayers were said, just after 10 a.m. this morning, in the chamber where a strong delegation from the prison service, led by the Director General of the Ghana Prison Service, and then also chiefs and people from the Tallensi traditional area. Mr. BT Baba himself was adorned in a white attire, and in fact, majority members of parliament, on the majority side, were also in white. And the speaker led him to subscribe to two oaths, the oath of allegiance and the oath of a member of parliament as stipulated in the constitution. And whereupon, after taking the oath of office, the minority leader, I'll say Chairman Sir Bonsu, delegated the minority chief with, in the person of Ignatius Bafwe, was to say some few words, and he welcomed the new member to the Office of Parliament and also encouraged him to work hard as a new MP. He tells him that he should not see his election as that of only one political party, but he should see himself as an MP for all the people of Tallensi. And he made an statement to the effect that his election is an undebatable victory for him, and so he should put in his best at this time. And then the majority leader, Alban Babin, also said some few words. He encouraged him to make sure that in the small space of time that he has, because the House barely has 2 years to rise or get dissolved, and so he told him that he has a lot to do, and it is people who have entrusted him with a position, and so he should not see himself as just coming into office for his own sake, but it's the people. And he noted, he reiterated the fact that if the people do not have trust in you, then your work will come to nothing. And so he encouraged him, most especially, to liaise with the chiefs and people of Tallensi. He also told him that he has had many forebears before him who have trailed the way for development in the Tallensi area. He noted, he pointed out the former MP, John Akologotia, as well as the just esteemed Chief Tongo Rana Mosori himself, and then he told him that he should follow suit in their good works that they have started. The Speaker of Parliament also encouraged him that as an MP, he quoted the late D.F. Annan, first Speaker of the Fourth Republic, who encouraged them at that time to see themselves as servants of the people, not just of their own political parties, but of the whole of the constituency that they are representing. And so after the oath and then the admonitions were given, the House then began its proper public business for today.
Augustus, Professor Alex Dodu is also billed to meet the Privileges Committee over alleged contemptuous remarks against MPs. Did the meeting come on?
Yes, the good professor himself was in Parliament to meet the Privileges Committee with his counsel, the Yoni Kolendi of Kolendi at Law. And they came and were quizzed on the supposed contemptuous issue that the professor had said. It stated that the professor on some media platforms had noted that Parliament and MPs, for that matter, seem to have been ignorant when it came to the Ebola vaccine trial. And so, though the Privileges Committee normally has an in-camera sitting, they opened the gates for others to come in, and so members of the media were there family members were there, as well as members of Occupy Ghana were also there. And what happened was that the MP and the Volta Caucus chair, Emmanuel Bedra, was first called, and he gave an account as to what necessitated him to present a statement in relation to the fact that there was supposed to be a phase one vaccine trial for an Ebola vaccine to be conducted in Hohoi in the Volta region, and that MPs were not even in the known, and so they were inundated with calls, and they were saying that they were specifically not against the vaccine trial being done, but that enough sensitization was not made. Even the Volta regional minister, Helen Ntosu, was called, and she also said that when she heard the news of the vaccine trial purportedly to be made at Hohoi, she was surprised and disappointed, quote-unquote, because as the regional minister, she expected that she would have been briefed about these things before they happened, but she was not. And in a nutshell, the council, Yoli Kolende, for Professor Dodu, apologized formally to the House and noted that the professor, with a man of his stature in caliber in society, will not deliberately say anything that would be an affront to the dignity of Parliament. And so, probably if he had said anything, it was in the heat of the argument that was going on at that time, and that he didn't maliciously make those pronouncements. And so, he ostensibly apologized. But the committee chair, the first Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Ebo Batinodro, adjourned the sitting, and before they even adjourned, they also spoke to a representative from the Ghana Academy of Arts and Sciences. The next scheduled date will be Thursday, this Thursday, and at that meeting, other members from the Food and Drugs Authority would also be called upon to shed more light on this pronouncement and